That's how we pull these nations together. Now look, this is no light lift. But the man who held together the most difficult alliance in history, Dwight D. Eisenhower, had it right when he said, "Only strength can cooperate. Weakness can only beg." Though many allies have strong doubts about the Obama administration's willpower, America still carries weight in the Middle East. I do believe that we can bring Sunnis and Shias and Kurds and even Turks together. To make that happen, the president needs a team of diplomats and soldiers on the ground, ushering every player towards the same purpose, not just this week, but on a sustained basis. We heard good things from Western allies at the NATO summit. Now is the time to match words to action. They have a stake in this fight, too. We're holding the starter pistol. The time to pull the trigger was yesterday. Now, most of us cringe at the term boots on the ground, but we need to talk about what boots on the ground actually means. Some have taken it to mean large occupying forces in a hostile land. That's a red herring. In fact, the best way to ensure that we never have to drop an entire maneuver corps into Iraq is to be smart about using the right boots on the ground today. The president may not admit it, but he's already made this distinction. He's inserted special forces, trainers, advisors, and security forces. This is the right decision, but more can be done. That includes increasing our assistance to the Kurds. It means empowering moderate Sunnis where and when we can, and bolstering the non-sectarian forces in the Iraqi security forces. This will take troops, but it will not take divisions. There's no way around it. American boots will be standing on sand. Americans will be shot at, and they will be shooting back. There's simply no other way to do this.